We have a report this morning on the shrinking rainforests of South America. The forests of the Amazon River Basin are called the lungs of the world. They take in enormous amounts of carbon dioxide. They breathe out oxygen. They're so vital. And we have learned that a much publicized effort to save the forest in Brazil is not working nearly as well as claimed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has spent 2 weeks in the Amazon traveling through the forest, and she's on the line. Lourdes, how bad is it?
Well, the rate of deforestation has gone down dramatically, actually, in Brazil. But, you know, we're losing 2,000 square miles of rainforest every year. And the main problem is not the sort of yearly averages that we hear about, but how much forest we've lost overall and where. And when you look at those numbers, scientists that I've been talking to say the ecosystem could be at a point of no return.
Where did you go to see that happening?
I went to the smallest Amazonian state of Rondônia, and I chose it because it's a microcosm of the issues writ large. You can see the various stages of deforestation, the link between politics and what's happening on the ground, the environmental police and how understaffed they are. And it tells us a little bit also about the small players who are really important, some of whom are directly under threat. To get a picture of how deforestation affects people on the ground, I decided to travel into the jungle on a patrol with the so-called Guardians of the Forest. No journalist has ever made this trip with them before.
It's a pretty bumpy ride.
We're traveling with a group of rubber tappers in the back of a beat-up pickup truck, bouncing over a rough, overgrown track. We're heading into a part of the Amazon rainforest that the rubber tappers call enemy territory.
They say if there's a problem at any time, basically we withdraw as speedily as we can.
Tappers survive by taking the sap from rubber trees, which are native to the Amazon. They live in protected Amazon reserves, like the one we're in now, peacefully surviving off the forest. But today, they're on a different mission. Our guides are Eliseo Bersacola, one of the rubber tapper leaders. He's got an intense, frenetic energy. Giselda Pilker is the opposite. She's the kind of peace-loving mother of the group. Her son is named John Lennon, after the Beatles. The tappers, and there are seven of them in all, signal to one another when it's okay to proceed. Having to stop and start all the time to make sure that we won't come into sudden contact with illegal logging groups. Criminal gangs who steal protected wood from the forest. As we move deeper into the jungle, we see signs that they've been here everywhere. The rubber tappers are having to hack branches and fallen logs out of our way. I'm interpreting what the rubber tappers are telling me in Portuguese.
These trees were thrown down by illegal loggers to stop them from being able to move in and track what they're doing.
The rubber tappers point out some of the more valuable tree species, the ones that are older, therefore bigger, the hardwoods. These illegal loggers, they send teams into the forest to identify these trees so they know where they are, and then they come in stealthily later and cut them down. And he says that is the first wave of invasion into the forest.
This,
Eliseo explains, is how illegal deforestation begins. The forest is thinned of its biodiversity, picked apart tree by tree. What's worse, they take the seed-bearing trees, what the rubber tappers call the mothers of the forest. What's driving this trade is demand. Rare Amazonian wood is lucrative, and America is the largest export market for Brazilian timber. The rubber tappers are trying to stop the illegal trade from happening with patrols like the one we're on today. That's put them into direct conflict with what are essentially organized criminal groups, which means the rubber tappers today are armed.
Carrying machetes, pistols, rifles.
Eliseo has a pistol tucked into his belt and his great-grandfather's rifle from 1906. The rainforest here thrums with life. It's cool and wet. But despite the calm of the surroundings, the men are watchful. Eliseo tells us, although we may not realize it, we're approaching the front lines. We rubber tappers, he says, are being hunted because we're trying to protect what you see around you. He tells me 16 rubber tappers in the area, called Machadinho do Oeste, in the Brazilian state of Rondônia, have been murdered in the past decade. Eliseo's wearing a battered backpack that has three bullet holes in it. It's from a recent attempt, he says, on his life.
Eu vi alguém morto no pé de uma árvore, assim, ó.
Griselda Pilker, who isn't carrying a gun, describes how one rubber tapper was decapitated as a warning. She says there isn't enough local law enforcement to protect the forest, so that's why they try and do it. Technically, this kind of vigilantism is illegal, but the understaffed police turn a blind eye. We start moving again, and we come across a wide dirt road that cuts through the green. The men tense up.
They're loading their weapons in case of a confrontation.
Eliseo tells me what we found is an illegal logging road, but unlike the other track we were on, this one's wide and smooth. An example of how well used it is and how the illegal loggers operate with impunity. Eliseo tells us there are at least 9 of these roads in this area alone. This is illegal deforestation's ground zero.
So we're just driving down this road and there's a big pile of logs that have been stacked on the side of the road, ready to be taken out of the forest.
And we see dozens of these piles. We get out of the car, there are felled trees everywhere.
So these logs are really thick, they're 30 feet long, they're stacked up on the side of the road. The rubber tappers are telling us that the illegal loggers will probably be back very soon to pick them up on the back of trucks and take them to the mills in town.
We creep up on foot towards a clearing.
We have to be very quiet.
In just this one tiny part of one forest reserve in the Amazon, we discover 3 illegal logging camps.
Basically, it's a tarp over a couple of poles, place to eat. There's no one here right now, though.
It looks like they just left, and it's making us all jumpy. Eliseo starts rifling around.
So he's opening some of the suitcases that have been left here, and it's pretty sad what's inside. A couple pairs of shorts, some toothpaste, a notebook. Very meager belongings. A lot of the people who do the dirty work of illegal logging are actually just the poorest of the poor. It's practically slave labor. They sleep out here in the elements. They're paid very little.
Eliseo and his crew set fire to the camps to make sure they can't be used again. Smoke billows into the air. Suddenly, we're not alone. Griselda spots a motorbike coming towards us. We've been warned that the illegal loggers have scouts watching their camps. We try and hide, but the rubber tappers, headed by Eliseo, charge after the biker, firing their weapons.
So, we're leaving now? Because when there's one more, we'll follow.
It ended up being just the one scout on a motorcycle. And the tappers chased him off. Eliseo is pumped up and triumphant. It's been a good day, he says, and the group decide to continue their patrol alone. These rubber tappers say they are fighting what they call the war over wood. I asked Griselda, the rubber tapper leader, what the future of the rainforest here is. Her whole family lives off of reserves like these. She broke down sobbing. She says they're losing the fight.
Luta tanto para defender. Briga tanto. Morre por...
We struggle so much to defend the land. We fight so hard, she tells me. We die. So many have died to defend what you see here.
Cortar uma árvore dessa para nós.
To cut down a tree is like cutting out a piece of us. No one does anything to save us, she says. We people of the forest are peaceful. We don't want this war.
Nós não queremos essa guerra.